imagining help. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden traveled to Fort Myers, Florida this afternoon to get a firsthand look at areas devastated by Hurricane Ian, which tore through the state as a Category 4 storm 1 week ago.
We're one of the few nations in the world that on a basis of a crisis we face, we're the only nation that comes out of it better than we went into it. And that's what we're going to do this time around.
The president met with Governor Ron DeSantis. The two put aside their political differences to focus on aid for those who need it. DeSantis said crews are working to get electricity back for those still in the dark.
I said I wanted this to be the lineman capital of the world. We have thousands of linemen in places like Cape Coral working really hard to get that power back on.
More than 100 people died in the storm. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the U.S. is reviewing a federal appeals court decision that the DACA program that has protected thousands of young immigrants from being deported was unlawful. And Mayorkas is urging Congress to swiftly pass legislation that would provide permanent protection to the hundreds of thousands of so-called dreamers who called the U.S. home. A Texas death row inmate whose case clarified the role of spiritual advisors in death chambers has been executed. John Henry Ramirez was put to death at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He was convicted in the 2004 killing of a convenience store clerk in Corpus Christi. Ramirez had challenged Texas prison rules that prevented his pastor from touching him or praying aloud during his execution. In March, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with Ramirez. In April, the top prosecutor in the case tried to stop the execution, calling the death penalty unethical. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals declined to even consider the prosecutor's request. South Korea's president pledging to maintain a strong alliance with the U.S. after North Korea's latest missile test. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The FBI has released its new crime report. The numbers are grim, but show some progress.
The latest FBI crime report shows a 4.3% increase in murders from 2020 to 2021, rising from 22,000 to 22,900. The report also shows an increase in rape cases, crimes against seniors, and carjackings. Robbery rates did decrease by almost 9%, which the FBI says heavily contributed to the decrease in overall violent crime, with the aggregate estimated violent crime volume decreasing by 1%. Experts, though, point out that the FBI's numbers are estimates.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The FBI recently adopted a national incident-based reporting system, but many police departments haven't been able to keep up with the change. At least 50 Amazon warehouse workers have been suspended after they refused to work their shifts following a trash compactor fire at one of its facilities in New York. A labor union spokesman says day shift workers were sent home with pay after the fire, but night shift workers were told to wait in an employee area until management figured out what to do. An Amazon spokesperson said in a statement the company had asked all night shift employees to report to their shifts on Monday after the New York Fire Department certified the building as safe. Fans of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation will be able to go all out this year with decorating their home.
Pottery Barn and Warner Brothers are teaming up to launch a new collection inspired by National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It includes tabletop accessories, holiday gifts, and Cousin Eddie's moose head mug, reimagined as the moose mug ornament. The collection includes sheets, mugs, tea towels, and an advent calendar, a festive doormat, and holiday gifts. It's only available online at potterybarn.com/Christmas Vacation.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.